stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up End Days Truth, strengthening you and getting you tribulation ready for the troublesome days ahead. Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 and 29. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will be informed Christians. So get ready. A biblically informed Christian is a ready Christian. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, just as a true spiritual church needs them for support. And that's the biblical truth. Amen. Now, for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, King James Version, from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Watchman comment, scoffers are everywhere in these last days end times we live in today. They scoff at you and they scoff at me, especially when they call in to this program. They mock True Truth Christians, which is exactly what the word scoffer means, and we become the object of their mocking contempt. They ridicule and deride our way of spiritual life. The word deride means to laugh at in contempt or scorn, to make fun of, but the true truth is that they are satanically possessed by their own contempt of our God. They desire, they crave, they long for what is forbidden, and lust after it, which is the key to their attitude problems, as they crave, long for, and desire things that are forbidden. They are possessed by lust that cannot be overcome except in only one way. Repentance. Amen. Enough said, get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto you, my friends, and unto the pastors, and the evangelists, and the teachers, and the prophets. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get ready for the end of the world on this program and use the time we have left wisely as the end draws near. Glory to God. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:8.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, who is the one who listens to my voice? Who is the one who reads my word? Who is the one who is committed to serve me? Those who are my remnant, says God, my loved ones that hold me dear, my loved ones that hold my word close to their hearts. For it is those who will stand strong in the last days. It is those who will stand strong in the end times. For they have stood on solid ground, and now are still standing there, even as all things begin to shake. Stand now for me and for my righteousness, saith the Lord.
My, oh my, as I always say, when you've done it all to stand, stand therefore, Ephesians chapter 6. Now, a true truth prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. As always on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 22, King James Version. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if that thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. However, Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 9 says, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him. Watchman comment. There you have two very important verses telling you how to know a true truth prophet. Number one, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 22, King James Version. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is a thing which the Lord hath not spoken. Then we have number two, Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 9. When the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him. The key words are come to pass. For if what is spoken does not come to pass, that is something the Lord did not speak. But, if what is spoken as prophecy does come to pass, that is something the Lord did speak through a true truth prophet. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 9, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him. My dear listening friends, how many of you can say amen to that? Well, all of you should say amen, because that is the Holy Scripture, not doctrines of mere men. Enough said, get right and get ready. Let he that hath an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord saith unto you, amen. The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand. Our friends Mark in New York, Alex PA, and Elijah South Carolina obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and together they sent in their WOW Walk on Water love gifts. They are sponsoring tonight's program and the repeat on Saturday morning, frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, 7490, Saturday morning. I thank you all for obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Father, bless Mark, Alex, and Elijah, Lord God. Father, be Jehovah Jireh their provider. Meet their every need, Lord, as they have stepped out in faith and supported your program, Lord. And also bless all the listeners tonight as you touch them, Father, with your true truth. Amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. An Israeli lawmaker tore up a copy of the Christian New Testament to protest against the dissemination of the despicable book, at least that's what he called it, which was sent to members of parliament by a Christian organization. A picture published on Israeli news website, taken by Ben Ari's aide, shows the lawmaker tearing up the Bible. This despicable book galvanized the murder of millions of Jews during the Inquisition and during auto da fe instances. He was quoted as saying in reference to the Christian New Testament. This is an ugly missionary provocation by the church. This book and its sender should be in history's trash can, Israeli lawmaker Ben Ari said. Watchman comment, many of you listening have never been told of the Christian Bible-hating faction of Jews, but it truly exists in the Orthodox Jewish majority. Continuing. 36% of Fukushima children have abnormal growths from radiation exposure. Of more than 38,000 children tested from the Fukushima Prefecture in Japan, 36% have abnormal growths, cysts or nodules, on their thyroids a year after the Fukushima nuclear disaster. In 2001, a study found that children in Nagasaki had 0% nodules and 0.8% cysts. Fukushima shows a much faster progression compared to Chernobyl, as research done around Chernobyl showed the rate of thyroid nodules in children 5 to 10 years after the accident to be 1.74%. Watchman comment. Supporting my reports that I have given to you that the Fukushima radiation release was much more than Russia's Chernobyl release, making Fukushima the largest nuclear disaster since Chernobyl back in 1986. For Fukushima children to have thyroid nodules or cysts and early appearance of thyroid abnormalities in less than 1 year means Fukushima children received a very high dose of radiation. Continuing. Center for Disease Control reports 1 in 12 public pools are contaminated with parasites. A July 9, 2012 news article published stated that a public swimming pool in Brooklyn had to be shut down when it became contaminated with fecal material. Park officials believed the incident was caused by a dirty diaper. Researchers in the CDC study took random samples from 160 public swimming pools around Atlanta, Georgia. Two microbial parasites, Cryptosporidium and Giardia, were present in one out of every 12 swimming pools. These parasites are found in human feces. They are spread when someone swallows swimming pool water. They are also spread if a person does not wash his or her hands after handling a dirty diaper. The most common symptoms of these two parasites is diarrhea. Children and pregnant women can become violently ill from an infestation of Cryptosporidium or Giardia. People with compromised immune systems, such as people with AIDS and cancer patients, receiving chemotherapy are at risk of dying if infected with Cryptosporidium, according to the CDC. Continuing. As New England sweltered in early July, Sunday mornings came and went without a single soul showing up for worship in the hot, stuffy sanctuary of First Congregational Church of Salem, New Hampshire. Even the pastor stayed home. Some churches are experimenting with Wednesday worship service during the summer. Watchman comment. Apparently, the Sunday worship folks think it's okay to switch to Wednesday nights. So why not switch to Friday nights or even Saturday nights because it's still cooler? Why Wednesday nights? Fridays and Saturdays are within the true church actual biblical Sabbath, which is from sundown Friday night to sundown Saturday night. Sunday actually does not fit into the Sabbath at all. And no, I am not a Seventh-day Adventist. I am telling you what Yahweh's holy word says. Amen. Continuing. Investigators for an Arizona Sheriff's volunteer posse have declared that President Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate is definitely fraudulent. Members of the Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio's posse said in March that there was probable cause that Obama's long-form birth certificate released by the White House in April of 2011 was a computer-generated forgery. Now, Arpaio says investigators are positive it's fraudulent. Mike Zolo, the posse chief investigator, said numeric codes on certain parts of Obama's birth certificate indicate that those parts weren't filled out, yet those sections asking for race of Obama's father and his field of work or study were completed. Zolo said investigators previously didn't know the meaning of codes, but they were explained by a 95-year-old former state worker who signed the president's birth certificate. Zolo said a writer who published the book about Obama's birth certificate was aiding investigators and let them listen in on an interview he conducted with a former state worker. The Obama campaign declined to comment on Arpaio's allegations. Watchman comment, but of course. Continuing. Fukushima radiation cover-up update. Nearly 36 patients of children in Fukushima Prefecture have been diagnosed with abnormal growths on their thyroids, although doctors insist there is no link between the cluster of incidents and the disaster at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant in March last year. The sixth report of Fukushima Prefecture Health Management Survey, released in April, included examinations of 38,114 children, of whom 35.3%, or some 13,460 children, were found to have cysts or nodules up to 5 millimeter, that's 0.197 inches, on their thyroids. A further 0.5%, totaling 186 youngsters, had nodules larger than 5.1 millimeter, or 0.2 inches. This is an early test, they said, and we will only see the effects of radiation exposure after 4 or 5 years. Watchman comment, What will they see then, when what they are seeing now is statistically significant? After only a little over 1 year, 35% now could reach 100% in 5 to 10 years. Thyroid examinations will be carried out after 2 years up to the age of 20, and then every 5 years for the rest of the children's lives. My, oh my. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News.
Unholy Trinity. Monsanto, Big Pharmacy, New World Order. Pharmaceutical companies will control and make you dependent on their medicine of choice. Monsanto will engineer seeds and control food supplies. Obama, the UN, and his New World Order handlers will manage and control it all. Long before Obama's tyrannical and controlling rule in America, we were viewed as cattle to be forced into pens to either brand or slaughter. Right underneath our noses and beyond most people's understanding, food, medicine, property rights, and even the length of our lifespan has been assaulted, designed, and planned to the New World Order's advantage. My. Continuing. Democratic Congressman wants us all to be world citizens. Do you think Americans would be better off as global citizens? One congressman from Georgia believes that we should all consider being global citizens. Congressman Hank Johnson, no relation, Democratic Georgia, said, quote, "It used to be that it's all about America, but we're in new times now," he said, close quote. My friends, the concept of world citizenry is much more important than you might think, as there are enough world elitists who want exactly that to happen. Continuing, Iranian spiritual leader says, prepare for environment that will bring Mahdi end times. The Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has now warned all his people all over the world that Iran must prepare for war, that they are now living in the end times. More specifically, Khamenei warned of the imminent return of the Mahdi, or the 12th Imam. In addition to Iran's spiritual leader, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad also is proclaiming the imminent appearance of the 12th Imam, or Mahdi. According to the Iranian 12er theology, the 12th Mahdi's return will be preceded by planet-engulfing wars, the likes of which will destroy one-third of the world's population. And another third of the world's population will be destroyed, according to 12er theology, as a result of widespread hunger, disease, and social unrest. Finally, according to that 12er theology, the destruction will be capped with annihilation of the Jewish state and the killing of all infidels, after which the seed of Islam will be planted in the four corners of the earth. Watchman comment, if you know your Christian King James Bible, you know that is a description of the last days Antichrist, folks. Even Satan knows the end is near, don't you know? The Islamic Mahdi, or false god, cannot do anything. So in order to bring about the Islamic Messiah, the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, the Islamic leaders need to hasten his coming in the natural by destroying little Satan, Israel, and the great Satan, the United States. There is nothing spiritual about that process. Christians, on the other hand, have a second coming Savior, Yeshua, Jesus, who needs no help in coming, but Jesus does expect to find Christians prayed up and ready spiritually. Amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Continuing. Jihadi tourism hits Europe. Increasing numbers of Muslims in Europe are traveling to Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia, and other conflict zones to obtain training in terrorist methods. European security officials are especially concerned about reports that Al-Qaeda is recruiting and training Western operatives who have clean criminal records and have the ability to travel freely and blend in with European and or American cultures. Continuing. Glass particles found in injectable cancer drugs. Massive FDA recall issued. Food and Drug Administration recall issued. Having to deal with the mental and physical pains of cancer is bad enough, but it's worse when you have to fear the medicine used to treat it. Watchman comment, my. I fear that medicine used to treat cancer, whether it has glass particles or not. It'll kill you without them. Continuing. Hospira, the world's leading provider of injectable drugs and infusion technologies, announced in June a recall of four of its cancer drugs and other medications both in the United States and from around the world. The fourth month in a row, the company has had to warn the healthcare industry of issues related to its product. According to the release, vials of these drugs have been discovered with visible particles embedded in the glass located at the neck of the vial. Translation, glass particles in the medicine, in other words. They warned, and I quote, "In the event in which particulate matter could be injected into a patient, there may be the potential for patient injury where medical intervention may be required. Signs and symptoms might include bleeding, bruising, inflammation, itchy, rash, chest pain, and respiratory systems." Close quote, said the statement. My, oh, my. You might better trust in Dr. Jesus than in people who inject you with stuff that's going to kill you. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. It would be such a joy to find a letter from Y.O.U., my friend, in Post Office Box 122 this week. And when you write, if you would, please pray and ask the Lord about what He would have you send to help keep All Signs programs on the air in August, as radio bills to pay for this program start coming in after July ends in August all over again, and then in September, and then October, and then November, etc., etc., etc. It doesn't ever end, friends, so I have to keep asking. You can leave your return address off the envelope and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want to, but I promise you, I never, ever send out letters asking for money. I obey Yahweh and only mention the money needed on this program. Someday, I would like to celebrate my independence from having to ask for support, but that day is not here yet. Be ye blessed. I'd like to share with you that I was offered recently to have this program paid for, but I would have to take donations for vitamins on the air, and that I cannot do. The gentleman seemed to be a very nice guy, and he said he needs a good end times believing fellowship in northeastern Pennsylvania. If you know of one, please let me know, and I will pass it on to him. He sounded like a really good guy when he called, but the Lord has told me to sell nothing. I am His servant, and as His servant, He will touch His servants to support me. He will touch the hearts of my listeners in the biblical tithes, offerings, and love gifts. One day I will have enough biblical sponsors, is what I meant by what I said about having an Independence Day. If Yahweh is touching your heart, please write sign spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122. Town is Lyle, spell that L-I-S-L-E. State is New York, abbreviate NY, zip 13797. Thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the science programs on the air, even the repeats, because the repeats that you might not hear get heard by others who are helped by this program. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Chosen Warriors. Exodus chapter 17, verses 9 through 12. And Moses said unto Joshua, "Choose us out men, and go forth, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with a rod of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone, and they put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. My dearest listening friends, when Israel was fighting Amalek, Moses stood on top of the hill overlooking the battle with his hands lifted high. As long as they were lifted, Israel prevailed. When his arms became weary and dropped down, the battle went to Amalek. So Aaron and Hur drew alongside Moses, and they lifted his hands, keeping them raised until sundown, because Moses didn't have the strength within him to fight the battle alone. My friends, when you send support for Science Radio, you are helping me hold up my hands in the midst of the battle of the last days, the end times. As when Moses tired and his hands were too heavy to hold up, the battle prevailed against him. But when his friends came alongside him and helped him keep his hands raised, the battle turned to winning. Why, you might ask? Well, it's very simple. It's God's design for his people to support his anointed leaders. And that scriptural true truth, amen. Many times I have become weary like Moses, and immediately someone has come alongside and strengthened me by a phone blessing or a letter blessing or a love gift blessing, etc., etc. Those of you listening right now who can come alongside Science Radio and help sustain this watchman will certainly turn the tide of the end of day's battle, amen. Thank you, and Yahweh bless you, amen. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Amen and amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you and unto the churches. Now, my friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you'll be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Please tune in this coming Wednesday night to frequency 9350, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 9350, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. You calculate your time zone. For more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to scienceradio.com. That's www.scienceradio.com, all one word. Just like it sounds, scienceradio.com, all one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link. There you will find reports updated daily with pictures that you can't see on this radio program and more reports than could fit on tonight's program. It's updated daily, weekly, and you can send me an email from either website. Here is my address to write again more quickly. S-I-G-N-S-P-O Box 122 L-I-S-L-E-N-Y 13797. Time is short, so I'll just share a short note from a Signs listener. Dear Brother Johnson, as I look around me, it brings great foreboding to my spirit. The West on fire, drought here in the Midwest, Joel chapter 1. Storms in the East, flooding in Florida and Texas. So it is written, these are the beginning of sorrows. The time is surely at hand, my friend. May God bless you and all the saints in Jesus Yahshua's name. May the peace of God be with you always. Brother Mark, Wisconsin. Now my recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. It's important when you write or when you call. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. I'll repeat that slow again. Are you ready to dial as I say it? If you get a busy signal, please keep redialing. Those of you that have a long call, please wait a half an hour after the program and leave the calling right now for the first half hour to short radio check calls. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times that we live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send support to keep this program on the air. You are all so important. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.